Siempre con música.
Holo back everybody, yeah, we back here on the David Nash shows, here on the studio shows, yeah. David Nash show with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nay.
Yeah, we're back again everybody. As you all know that we always tuned in right here on the number one station, the Active FM, with your boys DJ Dash as Mr. Nash's. DJ Dash and DJ Nev, as Mr. Nash has already said, right here on the Dave and Nash show. Right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Party people, we're back again. It's a number one show, either show, number one station. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to have you once again right here on the stereo.
Incredible, eh? Like Mr. Dave says.
Incredible. Know, that's how we roll.
So, Mr. Dave, how was your week?
My week has been awesome. My week has been pumped up. My week has been great. It's been on another level. Especially as we are looking forward to Voice on Steroids tomorrow, and it's gonna be on another level, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like on heights.
So are you also in there?
Yeah,
are you also in there?
No, I'm not.
Why? But
it's amazing looking at and listening to the talent and the gifts that God has given people to worship him. Being part of the audience, you get what I'm saying, being one of the spectators, and also listening to those wonderful voices that people are gonna be showcasing out there.
So do you think like you can also hit one note there, like just hit it high there?
I've done it so many times that I've even retired. I'm tired of this, man. It's about time that I give it to the fresh young youth, you get what I'm saying?
So you're not fresh?
No, I'm fresh. I'm super fresh. But I'm giving it to the fresh.
Fresh?
Yeah.
Not super. Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I get you. Now that you spoke about fresh, what are we going to be freshing today?
What are you trying to say?
What are we going to be talking about today, bro? Okay, you know what? What? Is that the topic? This guy. The devil's man.
No, man.
Yeah.
I prefer you tell the people what we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
Because it's like I take the lead all the time.
Okay, I hear you.
I think now I got to be the background.
Okay, awesome. Not awesome. So we're going to be talking about who's the driver. Who's the driver?
Yeah,
I know you're driving in that car. Who's the driver?
People be like, I'm the driver. So I'm on the steering. I'm holding it. I'm pressing the pedals, the clutch, the accelerator, the brake pad, and I'm the driver. So what's wrong?
We heard it from Mr. Dave. Yes, from Mr. Dave. So we're going to keep that in mind. Who's the driver?
Yeah.
And I know you people are wondering, what are they going to be talking about now? Drivers. Who's the driver? Okay. We'll find out when we come back from the ad break.
Yeah.
With the music break. Christ music.
It's hot music.
Here on the number one
station.
Active.
FM.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that you hit a blank right there. So everybody, until we come back with some more and to tell you more about who's the driver and which is what we're going to be talking about today, you're going to be amazed at what we're going to be talking about, what we're referring to actually when we're asking who's the driver. And until we come back, everybody, stay tuned. Listen to the music.
Fidel. I will be. All my brothers.
Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. We reppin', 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 reppin'. Always reppin', 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 reppin'. We reppin', 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 reppin'. Always reppin', 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 reppin'. Yeah, 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 we got it from the mud. I mean, we started from the bottom. Working since I was a cub. Now the grizzly got him hiding. Lot of tickets we ain't buying. Quick fixes we ain't trying. Yo, links we ain't clicking. Complainers get evicted. Yeah, we loyal to the grind. Don't be wasting all my time. Couple seconds like a vine. Ignore hate like I'm blind. I don't do bad vibes. Feel me like a landmine. You know we coming landslide. I don't want it if it ain't mine. All they want is to shine. I'ma ride for them guys. Come along for the ride. The journey really is the prize. Record label tryna bribe. Told them I ain't gon' sign. They say they gon' make another me. I said, boy, it's only one of me. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. We reppin', 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 reppin'. Always reppin', reppin'. Reppin', 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 reppin'. We reppin', 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 reppin'. Always reppin', 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 reppin'. Woke up feelin' like an all-star. So I went and got some Converse. Put some holy jeans on. But I'm unholy, man, I need church. Self-righteousness, that's the worst. Guess it mean that I'm the worst. I ain't perfect, man, I need church. Walking Jordans, but I don't even first. Try to run the ship like I'm Captain Kirk. You tie them up and they got the hurt. Just send the beat, cause I got the verse. And your favorite rapper up in the hearse. No paper, I ain't even rehearsed. You can get Rihanna, but it ain't gonna work. Workshop my fans, just buying merch, merch. I will be all on their shirt, shirt. Who they love, how I do it. My God be the truest. And I know where I came from. And I'm still my day one. She got the sauce, she ain't A1. Check his talk, what he made from. I will be, we will overcome. Any roadblocks to get overrun. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. We reppin', 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 reppin'. Always reppin', 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 reppin'. We reppin', 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 reppin'. Always reppin', 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 reppin'. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome back, everybody, party people. And we welcome you back right here on the number one station, the Active FM. As we have already said, and as you have...
rewind. Yes, rewind. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody, right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. And you're still tuned in with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave.
Yeah.
And... we are still right here, you get what I'm saying? We still got a whole lot more for you, a whole lot in store, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we got it for you, we got it for you, you get what I'm saying? And we're going to give you more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And more.
Because our producer is Len Mo, a.k.a. DJ Mo.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, what more do you want, man?
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's how we roll right here on the number one station. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in. And, you know...
you're going to love it.
We feel you.
Yeah, we feel you.
Yeah.
We touch you and feel you through the radio.
That doesn't make sense, dude.
Yo, man. Our voices. Gotta understand, man. It's fine. It's gonna make sense one day.
How do you touch with your voice, man?
How do I touch with my voice, man? Yeah. Hey, you've never felt the vibrations on your skin, you know? Or on your hair.
You're not answering my question. How do you touch with your voice?
How do you touch with your voice? Yeah. Nicely.
How?
When they tell you I love you, it touches.
hear that, listen to that word.
Yes.
How? Highlight that.
How?
Yeah, that's your keyword.
Oh.
How do you touch with your voice?
Okay, this is how.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
My word.
That answers how.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so
but
now.
But in understand. This context,
yeah.
How do you touch with your voice?
Ah, it's fine. That one is another topic for another day.
Yeah.
That's the topic for next week's show. How do you touch with your words?
Don't come with your stuff, you.
Yeah.
That would be difficult to crack.
Yeah.
It's like a stone.
It's like
trying
a stone.
Hearing on the ground, trying to crack it, but it doesn't crack. Why? Because it's not meant to crack.
Don't worry, we'll crack it in the next show.
With who?
With you.
You'll crack it alone.
What do you mean I'll crack it alone? Come
just imagine, let's say now the weather will be so, so hot, Baba. And then now you're trying to crack that stone. You'll be cracking it alone. You'll sweat while trying to crack the stone.
Yeah.
That ain't make sense, man.
It's gonna make sense, man. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. Yeah.
You know,
so
I'm
who's the driver?
Forgiven.
Yeah, it's fine. You're forgiven. Who's the driver?
Okay, right. People, Mr. Nash has asked,
yeah.
Who's the driver?
Yeah.
You got that question for yourself to answer, but also I'm gonna ask Mr. Nash right now. Mr. Nash, may you please elaborate more? Who's the driver? What are we talking about when we're talking about? When you're asking that question, you know what I'm saying, who's the driver? As a topic, it's rhetorical, but now the people also will want to know who's the driver.
Okay. But first of all, you cannot answer my question with another question, but it's fine. I'll elaborate. Who's
That's
the
why
driver?
I said it's a rhetorical question.
It's a rhetorical. Yeah. Okay, who's the driver in your life? That's the question.
Yeah.
No. Okay, let me elaborate. You see, when we refer to who's the driver, a lot of people think of different stuff. You see, some people think of driving a car. And yeah, like I referred it, who's the driver of your life? Meaning, who's in control in your life? You know, a driver, he's the one that's in control of that car.
Yeah.
When he's driving, not the passengers. Mm. The passengers, they don't drive the car.
But
they sit.
But you know, I've seen a lot of passengers. I've been one of them as well.
Yeah.
You know, the passengers, they tend to be more like all cool and stuff and act as if they own the car.
Yeah.
They act like I'm the owner of this car right here. While the driver is so cool.
Yeah.
They act all flashy while they're sitting on a passenger seat.
Yeah.
And they act as if, you know what, the car is mine, so what you gonna do? What you gonna tell me?
Yeah.
And now you see the driver, they is so cool and calm and collected, but you look at the passenger, is like, oh, wire.
Yes.
Even waka.
Yes.
No, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you used to be one of them? Or you still one of them?
No, I used to. That's why I used the term used to.
Yeah. No, you never said that.
Come on. I see there are passengers and I used to be one of them.
Oh, I'm just checking. I'm checking.
I need some vacuum in those ears.
No, man, I need to make sure you're not sleeping, you see.
No, don't come with your stuff. You need some vacuum in those ears.
But now you see, now that you you actually touched on the passenger, we're going to touch on the passenger also.
Yeah.
But basically referring to the driver, you know, like when you look at the life, your own life or my life or whoever that the life, you know, whoever's life it is, no matter who, whether young, old, whatever age, each and every one of those people, there's a person who's in control of that life.
Yeah.
And most of the people is the passenger. Like Mr. Dave said, you know, the passenger in that car is like acting all cool and all the stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, like he sometimes they even have shades on, you know, shades on, you know, those ones that you can see yourself, reflects your reflection back.
Yeah.
They have that one. It's too much. But basically, you know, there's a person who's in control of your life and you need to know that person.
Yeah.
And you know that person by accepting that person and letting him take over your life, which is awesome, because when you accept him, you cannot accept him and say, okay, you know what, I'm still the one who's in control of my life.
Yeah.
No, it won't work. You have to let him control your life. He has to be the one that's in control. And then you see your life going to different levels. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main drive.
Sure.
Not you.
You're not telling yourself that you're the main driver, but you don't even have a license. You don't even have a license, but you tell people that, I have a car. What car are you driving?
Yeah.
What car are you driving?
Yep.
And where are you driving that car to?
Mm-hmm.
Are you driving on the right road? Are you driving on the right path? Are you driving where you're supposed to be driving? Do you even know the road rules?
Hey.
Because that's the direction.
Yeah.
Where are you taking your own life?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where is your life leading? Is your life leading people somewhere? As you are driving that car, as you are the driver and having passengers in that car, mm-hmm. are you leading them somewhere?
Yeah.
Are you driving them to a safe destination? Are you sure that you're going to reach that destination? Are you sure that you're going to take them to where they want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhere or along the way? Why? Because you do not know your routes, then the car is going to just break down. Why? Because there's no one direction.
Yeah.
You just want to take that direction whichever direction that comes across, then I'll just take it.
Yeah. When you said there's no one direction, I'm thinking, one direction, there was one direction, now there's four directions. Yeah, but you know, based on the driver, referring to my side, I'm not the driver, I'm the passenger. I'm that passenger who's I'm cool there, I'm doing what the driver's telling me to do, you know. Yeah, and that driver, the main driver in my life, is God. God is the driver in my life, Jesus. Yeah, that's the same person they should be. The main driver in your life, because that's when you start seeing blessings, miracles, and all those stuff. Awesome.
Yeah.
So who's the driver in your life? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now as we're gonna hit them with the ad break, Mr. Dave, do you have something to tell them?
Yeah, everybody, as Mr. Nish has revealed more, and the main purpose of this topic that we're touching on today. And I'm sure now you have a heads up, you have a clue of what we're going to be really talking about and what we're going to be carrying on about as we are talking about the driver. But now, don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get more of the shows. And don't forget that the Sneaker Flickers competition is still running, is still on the game, and you still stand a chance to win that sneaker, you flicker. So don't even miss out. Just to give you and remind you more about the details on what to do in order for you to win that sneaker, you need to download 50 shows and you need to show us the evidence. You get what I'm saying? Go on our Facebook page ActiveFM777, and on Instagram at ActiveFM777, and on Twitter at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to tune in with us every Friday. But now we're coming back. Just go and get a glass of water. We'll see you.
Yeah, like Mr. Day said.
That really sounds great. And streets of gold, I'm sure it's wonderful. And oh, what a joy it'd be for my eyes to behold and see. But it all seems so empty. You're not there with me. And I know it's gonna be wonderful. See a host of angels all around me, and I know it's gonna be amazing. I wanna go, 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 go.
Thank you. the perfect love. No matter what I do, there's no escaping ya, yeah. Heaven and earth all around, no greater love can be found.
You're the greatest love I found.
Paradise, although the thought of it is very nice. I can't imagine my eternal life spent forever without you, yeah, yeah. Cause I know it's gonna be wonderful to see a host of angels all around me. And I know it's gonna be amazing. I wanna go, 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 go.
Celebration with the angels dancing. Forever living in life in paradise. I sacrifice it all to be with you standing. Your love is the greatest gift I've ever acquired. Besides you, there's nothing in heaven that I desire. Your love is the greatest gift I've ever acquired. Besides you, there's nothing in heaven that I desire.
Yeah, yeah, we're back here on the Dave Nash Show. That break was awesome.
Incredible.
That music was on another level.
Levels, everybody, yeah.
Levels.
As you all know.
Yeah.
We're giving you levels. We're giving you levels. I'm sure you enjoyed that song because we really did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Didn't yeah. you?
I did, man.
Ah,
did. You know the Active FM
yeah.
music playlist, song yeah. playlist. They always touch your soul, man. Like mm-hmm. They touch
Ooh. The core. They make you think, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Not even chicken licking can touch it in a man.
No,
yeah.
inner peace.
Inner peace.
One.
Yeah, that one. Whatever.
No, that one can't touch.
Mm-hmm.
You need the soul music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say, soul music. You have soul music for mm-hmm. Christ.
Thank
yeah,
you, man.
Christ music.
Yes.
Yeah, which yeah. is awesome. Which is awesome.
Which is
yeah.
hard.
So, Mr. Dave.
Yeah, man.
Referring to your life, you know, just to enlighten the people there, you know, who would you say is the driver in your life?
I know. If I was in a car, then I would know.
Who yeah.
The driver of my life was.
Mm.
Yeah, but now since I'm not in a car, then I don't know.
<This guy. laughs>
But now, ooh. Yeah. Now, just to be real and get into it, the driver of my life is Jesus Christ. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and why I've chosen that is because I've lived a life
yeah.
without Christ. And
yeah.
I've lived a life with Christ.
Yeah.
And I've seen the difference.
Yeah.
And I've seen the reason why I need to let Jesus be the lead, take
yeah.
the lead, and me just stay as the background.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've seen why I should put him forward,
yeah,
and let him be the driver, and I just sit right there and hey. Be the passenger,
yes,
so that he can drive me and lead me to where he thinks would be best for me,
yeah,
where he thinks would be best for me, not where I think would be best for me,
yeah,
because if I drive,
mm-hmm.
if I drive, not that I will get him lost. But I don't know the direction where exactly he wants to take me.
Yeah.
It's better he drive instead of him sitting there as the passenger
yeah.
and then directing me and all that. Why shouldn't I just give him the lead?
Yeah.
And then he leads my life.
Mm.
So Jesus is the driver of my life.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
I can say the same, you know, I can say the same. And like if I look at one person in the Bible, I can say my life actually refers to him, you know. Jonah.
Mm.
If you look at Jonah, man, that guy's story is like really interesting. I mean, you look at Jonah, God gives him an instruction, and what does it that like? Okay, before God was the driver in his life, and then he decided to do his own thing. God gives him an instruction, and then guess what? He decides to take his own path. Now, something that I can say, I was also there, you know. Yeah, following God, and then decided to go A-wire there. Like Mr. John, I am like, I got that direction. No, Lord, I'm going to lose. Let me go this side, you know. I got the better direction. Shortcut. In fact, yeah, I chose to take the shortcut. And I was driving. I went from the passenger to the driver, taking the shortcut, you see. And, yo, I almost got to jail, man. Like, if you look at Jonah, you know, when he chose to be the driver, what happened? The Lord sent a storm. It's like, you know what? I'm the driver of that car. But if you go further, that car's going to get damaged. You know what? I need to get that car back. There was a tracker on it, you know. There's a tracker in each and every one of our cars, our lives. Now, something that's amazing is Jonah got swallowed by a fish. And then guess what? God took control again. Now, I was almost there, man. I was almost swallowed by that fish, you know. Yeah, here I am about to go to jail. The fish was about to swallow me. And who knows what was going to happen. Now, with Jonah, he had 3 days of an encounter with the Lord. And then when he came out of there, he went back to the passenger seat, saying, Lord, it's fine. Don't want to drive anymore. You take off. Now, same with me, you know. Yeah. The fish was there. Like, yo, this mouth is too big, man. I can't go in that fish's mouth, man. So, like, hey, imagine what is going to happen if I go in there. Yeah, how will I come out of there?
And I just imagine your fish. Your fish, this being arrested.
Hey.
And that kind of fish.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
You get out there. Get in there.
Okay, yeah.
You
get
out, Christine.
Ah, okay. You see, that'll
be your fish, mama.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's what happens when you decide to be the driver.
Yeah.
But now, you see, right there, that was me. Yeah, I could have came out there, Christine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neshua, why, yes. Never know. You never know, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But that was how big that fish was. It was a dangerous fish, yeah. That one. That one wasn't a three-day encounter fish, that one. That one, I think, was a lifetime fish, that one. If I ended up there, oh, my gosh, I wonder what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But you see, now I decided to be the driver of my car, and then I almost ended up there, which was going to be worse than where I should have been, you see.
Yeah.
And me getting to that position, I was like, no, you know what? I'm not the one that should be driving this car, you know. It's like having a driver's license, and guess what? You didn't go to a driving school to get it. So, yeah, like you don't know the directions.
Yeah.
You see, like you said, you're driving, but you don't know the directions.
Yeah.
That was me. I was driving without a direction. Didn't know where I was going, you know. Like, it's like when the wind comes and blows a paper, you know, it goes to the direction of the wind. When it changes again, it goes to the other direction, you know. It doesn't have a destination. Mm. Yeah, it's like that. Then I decided, you know what, let me let the Lord drive the car.
Yeah.
Let him be the driver of the car. And yo, missed that fish, man. I missed it. Yeah. It's like, okay, you gotta go this side, man. And I ended up where I was supposed to be, which was awesome.
Yeah.
God blessed me. Yeah. Still walking, yeah. Didn't turn into Neshua, Washua, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Still Nesh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still Nash, man.
Yeah, man.
Which is awesome.
And which is, I'm glad that you didn't turn into Nash. Otherwise, you wouldn't be the brother that you are today.
Yeah.
And instead, I would have still invited you to church.
Hey, this
maybe
guy.
Go Woo. Back and be Nash.
Yeah.
Instead of being Nash Wawa.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know how it is, everybody. And that's our story. That's what we've lived. And that's what God has rescued us from. You
know
what I'm saying? God has taken us from the drivers with no direction into the passengers and said, my son, wait, hold back, let me lead, just sit back, and be comfortable.
True that, and it's actually awesome. It's a blessing, you know.
Yeah,
it's amazing the stuff that you actually get from being the passenger. You're like, what? Okay, didn't know I can get that, didn't know I can go there, you know, all those stuff.
It's like getting paid without working, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see,
there's somebody working for you. Are you getting paid in their place?
Yeah. And if you look at it, no one doesn't want that type of a life.
Yeah.
You don't want, in fact, most of the people, they don't want to work, you know, they just want to get paid. That's why they like free stuff. And as the passenger, that's what you get.
Mm.
No, it's like you you know that you need to go to Randburg, but you don't know how to get there. What do? You pay for a taxi, and then guess what? It takes you there.
Mm-hmm.
Takes you there.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he knows how to get there.
Yeah.
Same with the Lord. He knows what you need. In fact, he's the one that made you. He knows what's best for you.
Mm.
Be like, I need Susie. No, you don't need Susie. Yeah. That one's too. Yeah, it's still the one. Eh?
Under construction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Yeah. It's the day.
Yeah, man.
Should I give it to them?
Give it to them, man.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You still tuned in here on the David Nash Show. That's why you still here, because you love us.
Yeah.
And we love you guys as the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yeah. You gotta stay away of the flicker,
sneaker,
flicker, sneaker, flicker, mm-hmm. flicker,
yeah.
flicker, sneaker. Gonna be flicking your sneakers and sneaking your flickers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta still be aware of the Sneaker Flickers competition,
yeah.
which is going to be having unknown prizes. Yeah, one of them, you know them, sneakers, yeah. Mm. But there's also other unknown prizes. You never know what to get.
Hey,
those are surprises.
This is a new one to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Nash just introduced it.
Yeah.
But we do not know what
okay.
it is.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah.
yeah, yeah. The only time you're gonna know is when you win, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But until then, it's actually a secret.
Yeah.
So stay tuned in here on the David Nash Show. We are about to give you something amazing, awesome, incredible on another level. Christ music, which is hot music, Azozo, Mfuto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ran out of words.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, until we see you again right here on the number one station. So we're going to come back with the last Azozo. So you got to stay tuned in. Go and get a glass of water. Go and get some snack and come back again. Yeah. We'll be right back. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back once again, right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nevo. Yeah, this is how we roll, everybody. This is how we roll. You gotta put some futo right there. You gotta put some gazozo.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Levels.
Mm-hmm. Levels.
Yeah.
You know,
speaking of levels and shifting the dish, what are we having?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to be having very soon, man?
Man.
I'm gonna be shifting the dish again.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man.
You're gonna be coming around, man.
It's going to be happening.
Yeah, from the 27th to the 30th of September, J-Activation is coming, man.
Jesus Activation.
Mm-hmm.
On another level.
Another level.
Shifting the dish.
100 rand in jail gets you in.
Yeah.
100 rand. Four nights of heaven.
Four nights of heaven.
26A Love Day Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come and get this experience, man. It's awesome. Yeah. It's going to take you to levels. It's going to change your life because it has changed our lives so many times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I know for some of you people, you know, like when Mr. Dave said four nights, you might be wondering, you're like, this guy just came from saying from the 27th to the 30th.
Mm.
No, the 30th is a Saturday, but we also include the Sunday, which is the four nights now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Four nights of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'm registered.
Gaza.
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah, Mr. Dave, are you?
I am, man.
Hey,
I even got somebody registered as well.
Hey, levels.
That's levels, man.
Don't come alone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to come alone.
Yeah.
It's like going to heaven.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to heaven alone.
You wanna there's go a to party heaven. Happening right there, man.
Yeah.
And you want to go alone. What's wrong with you?
Ah, come on, man.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah.
Want to see the whole squad in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn up, Baba. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to see Mr. Dave in heaven.
Yeah, man.
Now, the question is, who are you going to see in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
If your answer is no one, get people.
Yeah.
Can't say no one, man. That's not cool. It's not cool. Obviously, you want to see your mom, your dad, mm-hmm. your sisters, your brothers,
mm-hmm.
your aunties,
mm-hmm.
your omas,
mm-hmm.
your opa.
Mm-hmm.
Oma is, yeah, grandma and grandpa. Yeah. Your tannies, which are your aunties.
Everybody.
Your nieces. Yes. Hey, your nieces.
Hey. Nieces. Then now say them in English.
Ah, come on, man. Like, yeah. Don't come to stuff. Yeah.
Hey, man. I remember that.
That's English, man.
Mm.
It's English.
Hey, yeah. I thought you pronounced it in Afrikaans.
No, man. It's in English. What's wrong with you?
That is in Afrikaans.
Okay, I leave that one. Come on. Yeah, it's not my first edition.
Oh, it is your first edition language.
It's not my first home language. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
Mm.
Yeah. Now you pronounce it in Afrikaans.
Mm. Nishis. You said I must pronounce it in
Africa. Nishis. No, man, it's not Nishis, it's Nishis. Yeah, Nishis.
Hey, Nishis.
Awesome, okay. awesome. Yeah. Yeah, this last session is going to be powerful, man. Mr. Yeah. Dave, you know, like, they say testimony is very powerful. So what's your testimony, man?
Yeah, you know, all this time and all this while that I've been, that I've given the Lord, the steering, you get what I'm saying, and allowed him to drive me to where he wants me to be and where he wants me to go. My life has never been the same.
Yeah,
my life has never been the same. I've been through a lot of things in my life. I've been through ups and downs. I've climbed the mountain.
Yeah.
Reached the top, fell again,
hey.
And then went back again while I was halfway getting up.
Yeah.
I crumbled down again, but I kept on going. Why? Because I knew that my journey, like, it wasn't the end of my journey yet.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go. I still have that journey to get up there. I still have that destination. I still have that purpose that God has laid down for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I still have that that length of journey that I need to accomplish.
Yeah.
There's that mission that I need to accomplish to get to the top.
Yeah.
So I've been through a lot in this life, and those things I never took them as hardships.
Yeah.
I took them, as you always say, character building days.
Yeah.
And it's like every single day there's a new challenge in my life.
Yeah.
And I learn from it.
Mm.
And from that has told me to draw close to God each and every single time.
Yeah.
That has taught me to appreciate and thank Him for everything that happens in my life.
Yeah.
Whether it be good or bad, I have to give Him thanks. I have to honor Him.
Yeah.
I have to lift my hands on high and glorify His name, regardless of the situation, regardless of how bad the situation may be. But I still need to get down on my knees every morning, no matter how weak I feel.
Yeah.
I still need to get down on my knees and thank Him.
Mm.
And say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the fact that I went through these hardships.
Yeah.
Thank you for the fact that I went through the trials and tribulations, because they grew my character.
Yeah.
And I became the person that I am today because of the fact that I persisted in these hardships.
Yeah.
But now I'm all happy and excited, looking forward to the J activation.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. That's what we want to hear, man. That's all I wanted to hear, man.
Yeah.
Want to hear that, man. We're happy in Christ. And yeah, it's true that we've been through a lot, eh?
Yeah.
We've been through a lot. Mr. Dave has been through a lot. And something that I can say is Christ actually changes people.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed this in Mr. Dave's life. Like, yeah, he's not the same person that he used to be long time.
Yeah.
That's long true. Time. Yeah.
Levels.
Woo. Yeah, but what can you say? With Christ, everything is worth it.
Yeah.
It's like worth it. And something that it doesn't do is it doesn't give you something that you can't handle.
Mm.
It actually gives you events that will build you for the final event that he's about to place you with.
Yeah.
You know, he gives you trials, and then after all those specific trials, you get the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what's amazing? You know when you go in an exam room, you don't get answers, ne? So you just get the question paper, and then you have to remember the answers.
Mm-hmm.
No, with the Lord it's different. He gives you the question paper, and then he gives you the answer. In fact, I think he does it the other way around. You see? He gives you the answers and then he gives you the question paper. But while you still have the answers, and then you need to answer the question paper. You see?
Yeah.
Now the choice is yours. So it's like, in fact, if you go in the word, he actually places two choices. It's like, I place before you life and death. And then he gives you the answer. It's like, choose life.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you the memo and the question paper.
Yeah.
And that's what the Lord does. He actually sends events, and then he gives you a blessing.
Yeah.
And if you choose to go that direction, you actually see there's more to that blessing than what you saw with your physical eyes.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's awesome. It's amazing. Yeah. Some people, they fall, you know, like falling, they fall crying, you know, like filled with tears. And you like, oh, Lord. Yeah, this is you.
What?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I was doing my own things, and yet you still love me.
Mm.
Still love me. And that's the same thing it did in my life. Get it in Mr. Dave's life. And there's people out there that is changing their lives as well.
Mm.
Yeah, why? Because they decided to be the passengers, which is also something that I had to learn the tough, you know, like I had to learn the hard way, how to become the passenger and let him be the driver.
Yeah.
So how to rely on him. Same thing, like you said, you get to the top of the mountain and then you fall. That was me also. Get to the top and then I'm like, ah, it's cool. I'm the passenger, but it looks awesome here. Yeah, let me take the driver's seat now. And then do my own thing, and then guess what? Crash. And then he has to come back, restore, and do everything that he has to do again. Which a lot of people cannot be in that situation if they decide to take the right path. And that's what we want.
Yeah.
Right, Mr. Dave?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Also, because, you know, I've witnessed a lot of people, they don't want anybody to lead their lives.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be told and directed, and they're like, okay. Like, get another person to say, okay, this is how you're gonna live your life. This is the path that you gotta take. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me how to live my life? Who are you to tell me how to take this? But at some point in life, you need to hear those words.
Yeah.
You need to allow somebody to lead you, to mentor you.
Yeah.
You need to allow somebody to tell you, okay, this is where you're going wrong.
This is
where you gotta take it.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave, mentoring you here on the Dave and Nash Show, telling you to let God be the driver in your life and you take the passenger's seat. Yeah. So, Mr. Dave, don't you want to close for them?
Yeah, so everybody, until next time, thank you so much for tuning in to our shows. And we really, really, really love you. And we really appreciate the fact that you take your time, wake up early in the morning and listen up to these shows. And don't forget to go on our social media at on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, and on Twitter at ActiveFM777. And don't forget to go and get the rest of the shows of other presenters as well on www.activefm.co.za. Right there, you got all you need. You got all you need. All the previous shows, you got them all there. And you can stream live on Saturdays after the Active Youth. You know what I'm saying? After the awesome Active Youth. But in order for you to get that, and in order for you to do that, you gotta have the app.
Yeah.
You gotta have the app.
The app.
Yeah, so go on Play Store and get the app. Active FM. That's the app for you, everybody. That will make everything accessible and easy. So everybody, until next time, until we see you again. Stay blessed, and we love you. God bless.
Beep.
Hey, we're not a video call.